Some journalists from local and international media houses covering the strike were arrested and released after deleting photographs from their cameras and cell phones as directed by the police. As early as 5 a.m., residents started blocking roads with stones, logs and anything they could lay their hands on, and bent tires, preventing combis and private vehicles from going to the city center. The residents, led by members of Tajamuka Ses Chikile protest group, sang revolutionary songs demanding to be addressed by President Robert Mugabe, who they blamed for their suffering and the country's economic problems.
We need Mugabe to address us!
After several hours of protests, police descended on the suburb and arrested scores of residents. Police also raided homes and arrested many people, including some as young as 16 years old. Adlife Muzingwa, a representative of Tajamuka, said the protest was successful as most people did not go to work. Most shops, market stalls and tuck shops were closed. Police ordered open shops to shut down, saying they risked being attacked by protesters. Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition Acting Board Chairman George Makoni, who witnessed the skirmishes, said the demonstration was a clear message to the government that it has failed. He said it's time President Mugabe's government responded to the people's needs.
School kids joined today. They were actually at the forefront of blocking the roads. They were actually singing, saying enough is enough, and I think it's as a result of boredom because all the schools are closed.
Meanwhile, tension remains high in Harare as more demonstrations are planned this evening. Tajamuka representatives said they were also being threatened by anonymous callers for organizing the mass stay away. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.